At this time, 50 years ago, the United States was just starting its active and public role in the war in Vietnam, a process that began with congressional passage of the Gulf of Tonkin Resolution.
What LBJ told Congress and the American people is that our destroyers were sailing innocently on the high seas and would attack without provocation by the evil communists in North Vietnam. And I ask you to give me authorization, which they did in the Tonkin Gulf Resolution, to essentially prosecute war. Unfortunately, that is not the truth of what happened.
Longtime Santa Rosa peace activist Fred Petuccia was then a young communications officer with the naval group patrolling that area. His security clearance allowed him to read classified cable traffic regarding secret sabotage operations against North Vietnam.
And that's where I knew that these operations really started when Kennedy was still a president. They would leave a secret base in Da Nang Harbor, and they would go up along the coast in North Vietnam. And then at special insertion points, they would go in to drop off the frogmen, and they would go ashore and place time charges against fuel farms, the hulls of coastal freighters, and so on, to help slow supplies that North Vietnam was sending down to Viet Cong.
That, he says, was the context in which the supposedly unprovoked August 2nd attack took place. And he does not believe it was targeting the U.S. Maddox and Turner Joy, but rather the small raiding boats the two American destroyers were protecting.
There was, in fact, an incident. There were rocket rounds and torpedoes that went from the North Vietnamese PT boats in the vicinity of the Maddox. But I do not believe there was any intention by North Vietnam to attack the Maddox. They were going after the PT boats. And even if they were going after the Maddox, having these PT swimmer sappers going in for 10 months preceding it, if that's not provocation, I don't know what is.
The second reported attack, 2 days later, was never actually confirmed at all, Petuccia continues, and the commanders in the area quickly dismissed it as a false alarm. Yet those two incidents formed the basis for the case that was made to Congress and to the American people to support the Gulf of Tonkin Resolution. At that point, Fred recalls, he took his concerns to his commanding officers.
I was called in the executive officer's stateroom, and he asked me, "Ensign Petuccia, what's this all about?" And I told him what I'd found by reading all these operation orders and messages. And I said, "This war is based on a lie. It was a setup deal to have the first incident happen, and the second incident never even happened." And he told me how I was entrusted with top-secret information, that if I brought it public, I'd be court-martialed and sent to prison for revealing military secrets.
Moreover, Petuccia was told he did not know the full picture and would bring shame to his proud military family if he spoke out. So he maintained a deeply conflicted silence until after his eventual honorable discharge. And even though he has since talked widely about his experience and became a co-founder of the now worldwide organization Veterans for Peace, Fred still regrets not having done more.
I do feel some sense of responsibility. There's 58,000 Americans' names on a wall back in Washington, D.C., and over 100,000 veterans that have taken their own lives by suicide since the war ended. And I think when you lie to yourself, that causes a wound, a spiritual wound, that I still carry.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.